to the Steve Cochran Show on 720 WGN.
All right, 7:15. We'll keep an eye on the president's Twitter feed to see if this war of words with Russia gets amped up any more this morning. About an hour ago, the president tweeted that Russia better be careful with their threats about shooting down our missiles. Russia responded that the president ought to be focused on stopping terrorists. As you know, the Kremlin supports this animal Assad. The president's right about that. So the president's gotten much tougher on Russia this week. I don't know that it matters why at this point, other than history. But it's good that he has, and we'll see where it goes from here, and we'll keep an eye on it, obviously. At 7:15, I'm lucky enough in this show to meet and give you an opportunity to meet some pretty amazing people, and two of them are in studio now. Little D and his dad, Scott Brown. Hi. How are you?
Great. How are you?
I'm trying to get your mic on there. There you are.
Hi. Good morning.
Where are you from?
We're from Vernon Hills, northern suburbs of Illinois.
And Little D, I'm going to talk to your dad here for a second, and then I'm going to start grilling you, pal.
Okay, got it.
You're 8 years old?
Yes.
Was that third grade?
No, second.
Second grade, okay. What do you want to be when you grow up?
A baseball player.
Do you play now?
Yeah.
What position?
It's
infield,
base.
Outfield? Every base? Well, you got to get a better team.
Infield, outfield, we're rotating each game.
Oh, so you get to learn a little bit of everything.
And he's really good, too, so you got to put him at every, right, Derek? You got to put you at every position.
So he plays against nine guys.
Yeah.
So it's Derek on them.
Right. Exactly.
Derek has gone through a lot in his young life.
Yep.
As your family. The name of the condition is what?
It's called tuberous sclerosis complex.
Incredibly rare.
Incredibly rare. Yep. A lot of rare diseases around. This is one of them. About 50,000 people in the U.S. have it. About 1 million worldwide.
A lot of times when we talk about stuff that's this serious and this painful for a lot of folks to hear, you know, the main reason is not just to inspire you and to remind people how lucky you are to have kids that are, in quotes, healthy, but also to remind you that there are a lot of places you can help that really need help, because when a condition as rare as this comes up, nobody's throwing money at it. Nobody's going, here's everything you need to fix it, right?
Right, exactly right. Yeah, it's something that we kind of have to go after. We have to fight for. The charity we'll talk about today was really started by three moms whose kids had the disease, and you know there was nobody there to help them, so they kind of started, and they've built it, and now there's a national organization based in Silver Spring, Maryland, called the TS Alliance. And they're the ones kind of funneling everything. And
they know who the doctors are that are doing the work that could make the dominoes fall to figure this out.
Exactly, yeah. There's a lot of research that needs to happen, a lot of researchers that are out there right now working on things that hopefully can solve this disease for us.
And there's a lot of great doctors who have already helped Little D make the fight here. Now, the other thing is a lot of people go, well, it's hard to talk about this in front of him. Little D knows he's fighting.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, he knows all this. So he's got a big old smile on his face. So there's no surprises here. But for people that need to understand this, what's he been through?
Well, Derek's had a long history. So, you know, when he was at our 18-week ultrasound, all excited to, you know, kind of have our kid, and they found a little white spot in his heart. So, you know, at that point, they weren't quite sure exactly what it was, but the more they kind of looked into it, watched him grow, that little white spot grew. It turned out to be a tumor. We knew at that point it could be this disease that they told us is horrific.
And you knew this before he was born?
Yep.
Wow.
18 weeks. We didn't know that he actually had the disease. They said that it could be that or it could be some other things, but he definitely had that heart tumor, watched it grow. If you know anything about the heart, there's four chambers. The tumor grew so big, it took up almost one entire chamber. We were fortunate when he was born that there was just enough blood flow around it to where he, you know, they didn't have to go in and do surgery, but he did spend his first month in the hospital with a big giant heart that impacted his breathing. His lungs didn't develop. Then he was breathing so fast that he couldn't grow. He was eating, but he was burning so many calories with the breathing that he couldn't grow. So a lot of kind of rough beginnings there. And then another part of the disease, so that the heart thing kind of settled. Eventually, over time, those tumors shrink. So
what do you have to do to the heart to keep the heart working after that?
Yeah, so he's on medications to a beta blocker, basically, to make sure he doesn't get too high or too low.
Right.
And then at 9 months, he had a cardiac arrest when he had his very first flu. So that was something that, you know, the doctors were kind of looking out for. He had this tumor in his heart.
So they actually expected that that could happen.
They didn't know that would happen.
Oh, okay.
That's pretty rare. On top of a rare disease, he's got a rare instance of what happened. But they were kind of keeping an eye out what would happen with his first flu. That's, you know, that's a lot of stress on the heart. Turns out, heart couldn't take it. So he had a cardiac arrest, went in and were able to put in an ICD pacemaker. So he's got that. We affectionately call it his box. So he's got a little box. He just had, that was what, seven?
Did you name it? Did you name the box, Derek? Or is it better just to call it the box?
I just call it the box.
Yeah, that's fine.
He was telling me about the box off the air.
Is that right?
I got completely schooled on
really?
It. Yeah,
you're a tough dude, awesome. Man. You are one tough dude. And we're just at the beginning of this.
Yep.
Now, there's offshoots of this, that other things are caused by this, tuberous sclerosis. Seizures?
Yep. So epilepsy and autism are two big pieces that come along with the disease. Many people develop both of those, some one, some both, along with other things. So basically causes tumors to grow in places where they shouldn't. Major organs, your heart, your kidneys, your lungs, brain, and then a lot of skin manifestations, things of that nature. So, but epilepsy and autism are a couple things that definitely impact a lot of people. Derek has epilepsy. Been well controlled for the last 3 years because we're so blessed with medications, but many people have uncontrollable epilepsy.
So there's different degrees of the disease.
Absolutely, yeah.
The meds, of course, are miraculous, but when Derek's having a bad day, how uncomfortable is this?
You know, I think we are blessed beyond blessed with this little guy, other than, you know, constant doctor's visits, a lot of therapies.
And all the stuff he shouldn't have to deal with because he's eight and he ought to be just rocking and rolling.
Exactly. But if you see him right now, what's he doing? He's smiling.
Smile on his face, being a goofball the way he should be at eight.
This kid is always smiling. He'll swing and miss or strike out or something in baseball. He's still smiling. So that makes it easier on us as parents, without a doubt, to kind of go through that. So we know we're blessed with this kid. Others have it a little more difficult than us.
And I bet he's got good friends, right?
Absolutely. Yes, he's got a lot of friends that support him. He's got a sister who loves him to death and is a huge advocate for him. So.
Older sister?
Older sister. She's 10.
Yep. Oh, 10 years old. What's your sister's name, dude?
Sophia.
She's pretty great, I guess, huh?
Yep.
Yeah. You ever fight with her?
Sometimes I do.
Who's right, you or her?
Yeah.
You.
You usually, or is she right some of the time?
Sometimes I start it, but sometimes she started.
Yeah.
Yes.
But you still love each other, and you're still the best friends.
Yeah.
Well, you're good. I want to talk to you some more coming up. And, Dad, more from you as well. But let's remind people who might have to get out of the car and go to work. The name of the charity is what?
It's called the TS Alliance. It's the national charity. And one thing that we're going for up in June 2nd, we'll talk more about, is you can go to stepforwardtocuretsc.org. That's our upcoming charity event in June 2nd.
And we will link that to all the social sites, including at Cochran Show on Twitter, Steve Cochran Show on Facebook, and WGNradio.com. More coming up.
This is 720 WGN Chicago.
Back in studio with Scott and Derek Brown. Derek dealing with something called tuberous sclerosis complex, or really a vicious condition that is cowardly because it attacks little kids. And Scott and everybody related to this doing their best to figure out some answers as quickly as possible. In case you're just turning the radio on, along with offshoots of autism and epilepsy and skin conditions, Derek also dealt from the time he was in the womb a threat to his heart. And he's a fighter that deserves texts like this. 779, thank you, Derek. You inspire me to deal with my own challenges bravely. That's from Sandy in Woodstock. And I'm sure you hear that all the time from folks, right?
Absolutely. Yeah, and it's obviously a challenge. We know there are a lot of other people going through challenges, so just do our best to focus on what we got to do day to day to keep this kid healthy.
Well, what's funny is anytime any of us start feeling sorry for ourselves, I call them God moments. You find somebody that comes in front of your life or comes in front of you that's going a little tougher than what they're dealing with.
Yep.
Having said that, Mr. Smiley over here seems to be doing pretty well. Let's talk a little bit about this charity. What do they do? Is it largely research, or is it actually family support, or a little of everything?
Yep. So primary goal of the TS Alliance is to find a cure. There's no cure for this disease right now. So everything they're they're doing is trying to raise funds for research to, there's various trials that they're doing. So primary goal is to find a cure, but also support the families that have it.
Sometimes we find out that, for instance, in Europe, they may be ahead of us because they have less regulations and they're trying some trials that we aren't. Anything like that going on?
Yeah, I mean, there's things happening across the country or across the world. The challenge being it's such a small disease that there's not a lot happening specific for TS. But as we mentioned, there's a lot of epilepsy-related things that are going to help kids with this disease.
Are there folks in Chicago as well that are dealing with this? I mean, I'm sure there are, but I mean, folks that you're affiliated with?
Yeah, absolutely. So I'm the volunteer walk chair for the Chicagoland area. Last year, we had about 350, 400 people show up, but there's a lot of families in the Chicagoland area. There's a couple of TSC-specific clinics at the local children's hospitals. I know Lurie has one. Comer has one. There's some in Milwaukee. So there's families around that have it. We're doing our best to kind of make sure those families know that we're around. We're here for them. They have family they don't even know about. So we'd love for them to come out as well.
Man, we haven't mentioned mom yet. Hey, dude, say hi to your mom.
Hi, mom.
That's good. That's good. You need strong families to be able to deal with stuff like this, obviously, but it's probably good to lean on their parents too that are dealing with the same thing.
Yep, absolutely. They say it takes a village. We have quite a support system. We know we're blessed with that. My mother-in-law is very active with the TS Alliance. My parents are helpful. Really, the whole family has been amazing to step up and help us with anything we've needed over the years, therapy and running around, all the fun things you got to deal with.
You doctors and nurses, pretty cool?
Yep.
Any in particular you want to say hi to, or just all of them?
All of them.
Yeah, why not, right? You got a walk coming up, or is that, what's the story, dude?
Wait, is it how I got the box?
Oh, no, the walk coming up. I know how you got the box. You got a doctor come in, you were sleeping, next thing you know, you got a box.
That's right.
Yeah. But the walk that's coming up for the charity, is that this month?
So June 2nd is our walk. We're going to be at the Carmel High School. So an exciting
place. Everybody's welcome.
You hear Mary back there. She's a Carmel grad, so fortunate enough to be able to come in and talk to you about it. But yeah, June 2nd is the walk. Registration at 10. The walk begins at 11. We've got a whole bunch of fun family-related things. It's really a low-key, fun, activity-driven thing. There's a lot of raffles. Well, last year, we had the fire department come out with an old fire truck and drive around the parking lot. We had a juggling guy on stilts last year. Tesla came out. So trying to bring a lot of fun activity things there. And we'll have raffles and you know, basically just have a good time, try to raise money and solve this crazy disease.
We're lucky enough to have a lot of support here and a big audience. What do you want corporate folks to hear as they're driving to work this morning? How could they help?
Yeah, absolutely. So that's probably the area we're struggling with is corporate sponsorships. I mean, we're looking for companies to help us. A lot of advertising opportunities where, you know, you can help us, we can help you and kind of get your name out there. But basically, if anybody's interested, you can go on the website. We'll mention that again, and then you'll have it posted. But
sure.
Corporate sponsorships would be amazing. Anybody would go to the website. Feel free to join our team. We're Little D's Heroes at the Chicagoland Walk, or just come on out.
Andrea and Derek have developed some sort of sign language.
We're going out. Yeah, we're leaving. We're going to breakfast.
Apparently, you got a new best friend.
He's my buddy.
Yeah. You got a great smile, pal. Hang around. I got one more thing I got to go over with you guys before we're done. But again, okay. If you're interested in the walk, if you're interested in helping the charity nationally or helping you guys locally, give them all the information.
Sure. The national charity is tsalliance.org. And the walk itself, you can go to stepforwardtocuretsc.org. Find us under Chicagoland. And again, we're Little D's Heroes if you want to join us, but any support would be amazing.
And as people drive to work and don't have a pen or can't write all that down, I assume if you Google Little D's Heroes, most of that will come up.
Yeah, hopefully. I haven't tried that. We'll see what comes up. But yeah, Little D's Heroes, or if you just Google TSC or tuberous sclerosis.
All right. And I'm told that it does come up on Google. And
nice.
That we also, of course, are linking it across the board.
Appreciate that.
WGNRadio.com and at Cockroach on Twitter and all those other places. Stick around. More with you guys in just a second. We'll come back with you to do the headlines right after this, you being Andrea, if you're not following me as I point around the room on 720 WGN.
Back to the Steve Cochran Show on 720 WGN.
I was talking about this young lady who failed her road test in Buffalo, Minnesota, when she drove forward instead of backward and at the start of her test plowed the family car into the lobby of the DMV. And then this B-level celebrity from Britain who has taken and failed the road test 13 times. So I said, what have you guys done? 847, I failed driver's ed because I was making unhealthy choices. Last day of class, a liquid breakfast at New Trier.
Not cool. Mm. Not cool.
I thought I was bulletproof at 16. You know, as a lot of 16-year-olds do. And I remember specifically, let's say it was a Tuesday, telling my mother, I'm never going to get in an accident. What are you talking about? And the next day, after driver's ed, mm-hmm. taking a curve too fast, the back wheels of our fancy Plymouth Scamp got caught up in the gravel, started to fishtail, hit a road sign. And I remember the road sign, like, tumbling through the air, and it speared into the lawn of a house. And the look on my father's face when he showed up, he didn't say, are you okay? He said, nice move, sport.
Right. How's the car?
Yeah. Yeah. And I made up some crap about a cat ran out in front of me, uh-huh. which he knew I probably would have not moved. All right. Some other texters. And let's see here. 847. Let's keep Steve off the roads. I am making it sound like I'm a terrible driver. I'm a good driver.
You're a pretty good driver. Yeah.
Pretty good. What are you talking about?
I've only driven with you a couple times.
Oh, that's ridiculous. I'm a great driver. 847. When I took mine, you only had to parallel park if there was a space. As we pulled up to the facility, the curb was totally open. Delighted, I stopped the car right in front of a fire hydrant. Done. Failed.
Yeah. Yep.
I had a friend who hit a police car on a road test. You know, that's not going to be a good thing.
You got to wait like 5 years to retake it after that.
In 630, the tester had a very heavy Polish accent, and every time he said something, I looked at him and said, what? The next day, my mother drove me to a different location for the Secretary of State's office, and I passed it there.
There you go.
So there's no waiting period, huh? There's no, like, cooling off period after you fail?
I thought there would be a cooling off period, but it's just pride.
I got a couple more minutes with our friends here. Scott and Derek Brown are here. Scott the dad, Derek the youngster. The smiling Derek Brown, as we call him. And little D's been dealing with a very rare condition and continues to. It's called tuberous sclerosis complex. And if you believe like I do as a kid, you ought to be able to just work hard in school and have fun. Well, you know, you got a lot of makeup time coming up, buddy. But he does appear to know how to have a good time, your young son here.
Absolutely. This guy's a constant smiler and always a jokester, too. A lot of pranks.
Yeah, and we're getting kind of the rundown on his baseball skills here and the fact that anything you throw at him, he can hit.
That's what he claims.
Yes. All right, so you mentioned the work that's being done by the various charities tied to this. You know, there are parents listening now who have been hit with some devastating news about a baby that's about to be born or a kid of their own. What do you say to them?
Yeah, that's the one thing that gets me, you know, almost every day. There's two kids born each day with this disease, and I still remember the day that my wife and I first heard about it. You know, we were first told that this is what he has, and you know, at the time we were told, you know, we were basically told us, do not Google it, don't go to Google and read all the stories, go to the tsalliance.org and get the true story. So basically, you know, maintain hope. You know, we're doing everything we can, join our forces so we can kind of battle this thing. You know, it's a rough battle, but just know that they're not alone either. There's families out there, we're out there, and come join us, and let's battle this thing.
Because this has so many different manifestations or hooks to it between epilepsy and autism and skin conditions and things like that, is it possible that they're making strides on one of those pieces and that'll happen before the others?
Yeah, absolutely. They call this a linchpin disease. Any advances we can have in this disease will also impact and help autism, epilepsy, cancer research, people with traumatic brain injury, all your military folks who I know you support quite a bit.
Sure.
So all those things are connected. So if we can find a cure, it's going to help all of them.
Derek, you got any friends, other kids who have to deal with this as well that you've gotten to know?
No.
No? No friends? I mean, I know you got a lot of friends, but nobody else dealing with your deal.
Nobody else dealing with my deal.
Okay. And Derek's on his second box, by the way. When did he get the new box?
So he still has the same box, but he had a battery replacement this summer. So just like anything else, the batteries run out over time. So they
how long the first one last?
7+ years. So we had to go in and basically do a little battery swap, take out the little battery pack, put the new one in, and he's good to go.
7.5 year battery, but we have to charge our cell phones every day.
Yeah, right.
That's the Orion Samuelson theory.
Yep.
You guys, anything else?
Little D and I think are kindred spirits because we both like chocolate chip ice cream and cheeseburgers, but tell everybody what you like to do in your spare time.
What do you do for fun, man?
I play baseball.
Right, we covered baseball. You're going to have to come up with more answers than that.
Like watch TV or
eat cheeseburgers?
We already covered that.
Yes, Steve. Video games.
A lot of baseball. TV. Loves comic books. He's really getting into reading lately.
What's your favorite TV show?
I really don't know.
Do you watch much TV or much screen time?
Well, I play on my iPad.
Yeah. Right. You can tell me. I won't tell you, Dad. Oh, that's right. He's sitting right here.
He gets up early and I turn around. He's not in his bed. He's downstairs watching, something.
TV.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, God bless you, pal, and your whole family. It's great that you come out here and talk about it, but it's also inspiring just to meet you. Keep up the fight, tough guy.
I will.
I know you will. I have no doubts. And last word from you?
No, thanks everyone for the support. Again, you can go check us out. Step forward to curetsc.org. I really appreciate the voice and the time this morning.
Yeah, I appreciate you coming in.